A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Life Hackers.
Yes?
The podcast that will have you breaking the world record like you're a Usain Bolt of the life hacking world. I'm trying to set up our guest, who is none other than James Dasolo, the second fastest sprinter, British sprinter of all time. This man can run 100 metres in 9.91 seconds.
You what?
Yes. So, if anybody's going to have a decent life hack for us, it's him. Because not only is he an amazing sprinter, but he's been through ups and downs. He's had a recent injury that he's on the road to recovery from. So
wow.
I'm really looking forward to speaking to him later on.
I'm looking forward to this as well.
But anyway, enough about him for now.
What, we on to you?
How the devil are you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
Well, I've got some very exciting news. You've probably seen on my Instagram feed.
What's that?
The bees.
You're a bee parent now.
I'm not. And my other
Why
half will
are
be
you
screaming
not?
At the podcast right
Why?
Now. Because it's not my thing. It's very much her thing.
Yes, but you've told me it's her thing. But by association, you are the father of the bees.
Yeah, 10,000 of them at the moment. And the population is growing.
They but are, listen, it's fascinating. Do you know, I do have a question, though.
Go on, then. You're probably against it, being vegan and all.
No, I just want to understand.
Those poor bees, they don't
no,
want to give
what,
us their
what
honey.
Are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you keeping them? Why is she keeping What's happening?
They're
Why?
Vital to our ecosystems,
Yeah, bees. But are you taking the honey?
We haven't yet, and we will only take some when there's enough of it to take.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
so
but you don't replace it with sugar?
Hey, look, don't ask me too many
yes or no
questions, because I don't know the answers.
Okay.
You're asking the wrong person.
No, but will you come back to me?
We being the start of the season, they've overwintered, these bees. And
right.
Over winter, they get fed glucose syrup. And in fact, I had to go and feed them some glucose syrup the other day. So they feed on that. But they feed on the honey. If you don't take the honey, they'll feed on that over the winter as well, I think.
Yeah.
I might be getting wrong, so please don't write.
But I worry about the bees.
What do you worry about?
Because when they drink this glucose syrup, it's not honey. So then they get overexhausted and die.
No, they don't. This is just a bridging thing. They'll be drinking honey in no time. Don't you worry. They'll be feeding on it. They've already started. So the bees that we're keeping are right next to a beautiful field of kale. And kale, when it flowers, has got lovely yellow flowers. It looks a bit like
rapeseed. They've got a nice view.
But they've got an amazing view.
Right.
They're lucky bees. And they've already moved into the
Maybe
new hive.
Maybe just don't take the honey.
No.
Can you just keep
yet.
Them and just... But I'm just making a suggestion. Just leave them their honey.
No, but sometimes they need to have the honey taken, I think.
But you know? Syrup, glucose syrup's not good for the body.
No, but we're not taking so much that they can't feed off it. Anyway,
all right,
look,
okay, fine.
It's
look,
not my
let's
thing.
Not get into this.
But it's an interesting thing, isn't it? And I've learned a lot from these bees.
It's a very interesting thing.
Do you know that most of them are female? I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, so there's 10,000 bees in this hive, and probably only a couple hundred of them are male. They're the drones, and all they're good for is shagging.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like
Once
real
in a
life.
While, the queen will fly up and the drones will all go around her and they'll all take it in turns and then they die after they've had sex with her.
God.
And that's it. That's all they're useful for.
Wow.
And the rest of the worker bees are all females. They're amazing.
Wow.
And I didn't know that you get guard bees. So at the entrance to the hive, there are bees that literally, if you go too close, they stand up on their back legs or their front legs and try and make themselves look big to scare you off. It's fascinating.
Aww.
I could watch them all day.
Have you got stung yet?
No, but Dolly got stung on the lip. First sting right on the lip, so it looks like she's had a lip job.
So she's had a... Yeah. Looks like she's had collagen.
Anyway, that's enough about me. How
that's
are
quite
you?
Interesting. Very good. Yeah. I'm very well. I've got nothing interesting to report, like beekeeping
do
or anything like
honey?
That.
If you're a vegan, where do you draw the line? How's that any different to, you know, drinking milk?
I don't eat honey.
You don't? That,
no.
Oh, right.
No.
What, because you're vegan?
Yeah.
All right. Do all vegans not drink honey, eat honey?
Yeah. Otherwise, they're not a vegan.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. You're not a real vegan.
Yeah, no, I've got this thing called... Well, I like maple syrup anyway, better than honey.
Yeah, but
what there's
about
a
the
new
maple?
Thing called vegan honeya.
What about the maple syrup? The maple tree? He didn't want to give up his syrup,
listen,
did he?
Look. Listen, this is like your horse fetish thing you've got going on.
What horse fetish thing?
You know, like we just don't get into conversations about certain things.
Horse fetish?
You know, you've got a horse fetish. You know, you like horses and stuff.
That's not a fetish.
Not a fetish, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
You know, you like horses and like racing horses and all of that stuff.
I like the horse racing.
The horse racing, yeah.
Doesn't mean I've got a fetish about horses.
Well, yeah, no, okay, that was going overboard.
You're being silly.
I was being silly. All right. You know, you've got a horse thing going on.
Yeah, I like horses.
Horse racing.
Beautiful.
And we
beasts.
Don't talk. And we don't talk about that.
Oh, right. So you don't want to talk about the veganism?
I don't want to talk about the bees.
Okay, fine.
Do you want to talk about bees? No. I feel, you know, we might disagree.
I don't know a great deal about bees, but I'm learning.
You're learning about
maybe
bees.
Maybe in a future episode I'll feed you a little nugget of bee knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's remind ourselves why we're here.
Why are we here?
Life hackers.
Life hackers.
We've got some great life hacks this week. I think it's my turn to go first.
Is it?
Yes.
Go on then.
No, mine is a bit techie for me. I'm not normally into the tech side of things, but it's also to do with my other job, kitchens and bathrooms and design and that sort of stuff. This is my life hack.
Yeah.
Have you seen these fridges that have got cameras in them?
They have seen something online.
So how many times have you been shopping and you've bought something you've already got in the fridge?
Countless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that needn't be a problem anymore.
Really?
Because there are fridges on the market now that have cameras in them that you can live stream to your phone. You get an app and then you can actually view what's inside your fridge, which not only saves you money because you don't double buy something you've already got.
Yeah.
But it's helping to save the planet because you're not overbuying and wasting food.
Oh, you're trying to jump on my last life hack thing, my karma one.
And it means your fridge isn't full, so it's working more efficiently.
Yeah.
So it's saving on energy.
Yeah, that's true. What about the camera, though?
What a minute, what about the camera?
That's taking energy.
These fridges are very, very energy efficient.
It's a smart fridge.
It is a smart fridge. That's my life hack. It's a little bit boring for me, I know, and a little bit techie, but it's bloody good.
No, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I like that life hack.
Thanks.
Have you got one yet?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm just about to move house. So maybe I'll buy one in my new house.
Oh, of course you are, because our last guest tuned into that.
So that's my life hack. Beat that, Sarah Damagey.
All right then, I bloody will after this break.
Hello. We're here to tell you about a brand new podcast called 17 Questions. We're asking celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 of the most random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. A brand new series full of the weird and wonderful. Find us on your selected podcast app.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, life hackers.
Welcome, life hackers. Mm. We've missed you, haven't we?
Yes, we have. That was long.
So very lonely during those breaks. Yeah. Very, very lonely.
So my life hack, I'm sure you're all in agreement, is an absolute Bobby Dazzler this week.
I do like it.
Smart fridges with cameras in them so you don't overbuy and waste food and you're basically saving the planet.
And it just helps if you don't remember, oh, have I got that in? Oh, yeah.
Hate that.
Let me just have a look on my phone.
Mm. So, beat that.
All right, then, I will. Have you heard of a smart robot?
I haven't, no. I didn't know they made stupid robots. They make smart ones.
This is a very smart travel robot, right?
Right.
Now, Drummond, let me cast your memory back a few years.
Yep.
We went to, well, we had a lady on who was looking for a multi-million pound house.
Yep.
She had loads of horses.
Yes.
Stayed in a lovely location out in the countryside. Yeah. Lovely location.
It was in Somerset. Somerset. Devon border, wasn't
it? Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. Out we went. Thought we'd stay in a lovely hotel.
Yeah.
Turn up. What happens to me? I get the rough end of the stick. You were up. What? Where were you? You had a nice big room, I think.
I had a big room, but it stank.
Absolutely stank. I open the door. Single bed.
Yeah, it was good.
Broken mattress. Black mould on the walls.
Yeah.
And a can, just a lonely can of Foster's in the corner.
That was the minibar. Our minibar was a couple of packets of Walker's crisps.
Walker's, yeah.
And then
a small notepad.
And a warm can of Foster's.
Yeah. The Foster's was there in the corner with a notepad and a proper sharpened down HP pencil. Yeah. You know, when it's just a stub. A stub of a pencil so I could note down if I drank the Foster's so they could charge it to the production company.
Honesty box or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
And I said, my God. And then somebody said to me, quick, swap, put the sound man in. Put the sound man in it.
Yeah, I remember that hotel.
And I was
no. Every time somebody flushed the toilet in one of the rooms, everybody else's room got like a backdraft
of
sewer smell, didn't they? It was just hideous.
Oh, my God, it was horrendous.
Yeah.
And on that mattress, I didn't feel safe. Because do you know why? I've always been a bit paranoid about mattresses.
Why?
When I was in Cambodia.
Oh, here we go.
And when I was in Cambodia. In my gap year, finding myself. Actually, I wasn't finding myself. But I was on this little island, right? Yep. And I met this, you meet these traveller lads.
As you do. All right, lads.
All right, traveller lady.
Yeah. Hi,
I'm Tarquin.
I'm Toby.
I'm just finding myself.
I came away, I was meant to be home 6 months ago, but I'm having such a rad time, I decided to stay.
Mummy and Daddy gave me their credit cards.
I'm never going home.
I went to school with Kerr Drummond.
Come on.
Yeah, so I met Tarquin. He rocks out of his hut, covered in red, raw, disgusting hive rash thing that he'd got from bed bugs.
Oh, my God.
From travelling. So he was like, look, always bring a sleeping bag wherever you're going. Just bring a sleeping bag with you. And especially when you're travelling in wherever you're going, just take a sleeping bag. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to end up with all of this stuff. So I was like, even though it's boiling, I was sleeping like full, you know.
Yeah.
Hat and socks and everything.
Picture that, yeah.
Just like, oh my God, gloves, everything. So this amazing smart robot will be the answer to our problems. And not like when we were filming Coast versus Country and the next day I called up the production office. Do you remember we got moved to a castle? Me and you.
We got put in a castle, but only us two, not the sound man or the cameraman or anyone else. Or the house hunters for that matter.
Oh God, do you remember?
Yeah, we ended up in a
castle.
And do you remember the chap that served us breakfast? And he came down and he served. This was when you weren't vegan.
Yes.
And you were eating eggs. And he said, I've got two lovely eggs on the way for you, Sarah.
How you like them.
They're very runny.
And he played up piped.
How did he know you liked your eggs runny? They're very runny.
Just like you like them, very runny.
Yeah.
And he piped opera music down. Do you remember? It was just me and you sat on a banquet table.
And then we came home after filming that day and there was a Brexit meeting going on in one of the barns, wasn't there? Do you remember?
Yes.
It was weird. Yeah, there was black Labradors everywhere.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I felt right at home.
But that was horrendous. I can't believe that we moved and the rest of the crew didn't. And we thought that was all right. They had to pick us up every day from the castle and go back to the black mould rooms. Horrendous. But anyway, this would have solved our problems.
Okay.
So it's patent pending. It's called the Smart Robot. It's pocket sized.
Oh.
And it's ready to travel.
And what does it do exactly?
So it's got something to do with bed bugs, is it? World's first bacteria killing robot.
Right.
World's first. So you just basically, you know, you always get sick when you're travelling.
Yeah, okay.
So exposure to more bacteria and germs than normal.
Yep.
So it sanitises and disinfects all the hotel surfaces. You put it under the duvet and you just let it go. It moves up and down.
Under the duvet.
It helps prevent airborne viruses getting spread as well. and it kills 99.99% of E. coli.
How does it do this? With what?
With special UVC light. No chemicals.
But how do you sleep with it flashing its light everywhere?
No, you don't sleep with it moving around. You put it in before you get in, Wally.
But what if you arrive really late at night and you want to go for a kip straight away as soon as you get in?
Well, then you just die of bacteria-borne viruses then. You only stick it in for 10, 15 minutes and it's done.
Oh, does it not take long?
Oh, no.
Right. Okay. God. Why haven't I heard of this? Where do you find these?
This is on Kickstarter.
See, you know, like my blooming camera in a fridge. Everyone's heard of that, haven't they? I'm just pointing out the obvious, let's be honest.
No one's ever seen a robot
that goes around your hotel room single-handedly killing all bacteria in sight. That's incredible.
It's got a handheld mode. It's amazing.
I've got no chance.
You can do it. You know your grubby laptop?
What? No.
Your grubby laptop, it can disinfect it.
God, it'd take it all day probably to clean that. Filthy my laptop.
Filthy laptop. It's just amazing.
Okay.
And you can buy it really cheap now on Kickstarter because they're still trying to raise money.
Wow, there you go. Why are they trying to raise money? If it's so good, why haven't they raised the money?
Well, they have. They've raised millions already.
Oh, bummer.
But yeah, you can buy it for about 70 odd quid now. It's called the CleanseBot. Look it up. It's amazing. I'm sure our Olympians probably has to stay at really the same as us.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
What I'm slightly worried about. Because do you remember when they had the Commonwealth Games? They had the Commonwealth Games, didn't they, in India a few years ago in, was it Delhi or somewhere? New Delhi, I think. And the rooms were meant to be just horrendous.
Were they awful?
Yeah.
I had my first staple sandwich in Delhi.
Did you?
Yeah, they put staples in my sandwich.
That's a strange choice of filling.
Very, very bizarre. I had to call them up and say, I've got staples. Imagine trying
to
explain.
Why? They probably wanted to shut you up.
Staple diet.
They probably wanted to shut you up.
I thought you were going to make a joke about
staple diet.
No,
I should have done that. Would have been better.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, that's a pretty good life hack.
Thank you very much.
I've got a feeling I know which one our guest's going to choose, sadly, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, hey? Yeah. Hey? What am I up? 3
You're 3-2 up now.
3-2
After that little Rosa, getting your friend Rosa in to choose one. I mean, she's always going to choose
your life hack was squinting your eyes.
You're one of her clients. Yeah, it was a bad one, wasn't it? It was a really bad one.
Well, you're one of her clients now as well. I saw you sneak her card into your back pocket.
All right.
Psychic lover, you.
Two pretty good life hacks.
Okay.
Yeah, James has got a tough job on his hands.
He has indeed. Shall we get him on the phone?
Yeah. So, boy, am I excited about this. You had your psychic, Sarah,
yes,
on the last show. I've got a hero of mine that I'm about to introduce, okay?
Yes.
Welcome, James Dasoulu. Not only are you an amazing athlete, but you're officially Britain's second fastest ever sprinter. Isn't that pretty amazing?
Yeah, that is me, yeah. That's me. Years ago now, but yeah.
I remember watching me. That was it was at Birmingham, wasn't it, when you got that time? Right.
Yeah, it was in Birmingham. It was my first time going sub-10. It happened to be also on UK turf in Birmingham, probably one of my favourite cities at the UK trials.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just 6 years ago now.
Time flies. But I don't, Sarah, I'm sure you'll have seen Usain Bolt, you know, winning at the World Championships or the Olympics and something. And when you watch him in his races, it's like he's a different species of animal sometimes, isn't it? Well, you should, I'm sure you've probably seen a clip of it, but James's run at Birmingham a few years ago when he got 9.91, was it, James? Something like that?
Yeah, that was it. That was the time.
God, I'm a nerd, aren't I? But it was like he was a different type of human. It was amazing.
I'm really excited to have you on, actually, because these kind of achievements, this is what lots of people, we all aspire to do something so great and amazing. And we all sort of wonder, how do you get yourself into that mindset? How do you achieve amazing feats, you know?
When did you first realise you were bloody quick, James? Because was there a day that you thought, I'm bloody quick?
Well, I always knew I was quick, like, growing up. Like, I always finished first in my school sports days, went to counties. But as I said, I never took it on seriously till I started late in the sports. I was 18 years old.
That is late.
In comparison to pretty much everyone I competed against. I just thought, you're quick, let's see how far this can take you.
Right.
And then within 2 or 3 years of me doing the sport, I was already representing my country as a senior and stuff. So sometimes you just got to just see how far you can go if you truly believe.
This is the interesting thing. It, obviously, physically, genetically, something to do with it. But mindset and hard work is also a huge part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. The two kind of go hand in hand. Genetics will only take you so far if someone hasn't got the right mindset. So someone to be as talented as they want. but it's when body and mind both link together. Mm. That's when you get the fantastic athletes you see in track and field and in all other sports.
Yeah. And your mindset must have been tested recently, because I know you've been through quite a rough patch. You were basically Britain's best sprinter by quite some distance, in my opinion, for quite a while. And then you've had a bad injury not so long ago, haven't you, James?
Yeah. In terms of my career, ups and downs, I've always said whenever I've been almost like at my lowest, like I ran 9.91 in 2013.
Yeah.
Like the year before that, I'd lost my funding.
Yeah.
Having my daughter, I was literally contemplating leaving the sport. I thought I'm going to carry on.
Mm.
And for me, what's always been through my life and career is that whenever I feel like I'm almost about to give up, it's almost enough, or you've almost like had enough, is almost when I honestly believe the big breakthrough is going to come. So
right.
That kind of just keeps me going. And like, it's just crazy.
And I suppose the more you do that, the more you dip down in form, but know that you can come back up, the stronger you get in a way, don't you? So tell us a bit about your recent injury, because it's quite a bad one, isn't it? Was it not your...
Yeah. Basically, I ruptured my Achilles. It's probably 5 months now. So I ruptured it the 30th of November, 2018.
Yeah.
I had my operation in December. I started my rehabilitation January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But the backdrop to that is the fact that I'm no longer a funded athlete.
Mm.
I didn't compete the year before that. And with such an injury, basically running was my family's main source of income.
Yeah, I bet.
In terms of a financing, so I've kind of was faced with what I call the barrier number one.
Yeah.
Paying for an operation because I couldn't get it done in the NHS.
Yeah.
Because the level of operation I needed to get back to running, I was told by like medical doctors, sports doctors, needed to be done by.
Yeah.
Only two doctors in the whole country could do it. And
yeah.
I had to have it done within a few weeks of time. So I was having all of this.
It's a lot to take on, isn't it?
Barriers, and, so to say, to being able to continue in the sport. So
so tell us a bit about how this operation was funded, because this is an amazing story, isn't
it? Yeah, so basically, it pretty much started a crowdfunding the same day when I got all this information. Because I was like saying, I can't afford the operation. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I was never a fan of putting yourself out there to see...
Yeah.
If people are going to support you or not, but I thought to myself, I got to a place where, look, if it's supposed to happen and it's supposed to be,
yeah,
just go on the platform. If people want to continue to running, if the universe wants you to continue doing what you're doing, I believe a way will be provided anyway.
Yeah.
So I put it on, and then within a week, I'd reached what I needed for
within
my
a
operation.
Week?
Wow.
Yeah, we've been even less than a week. Within like the first two or three days is where it really took off.
Yeah.
And then I finally got the rest and I was able to basically book my operation and have it.
That's incredible.
Within 10 days and stuff. So everything's
amazing.
Really worked out. But
And so you must have, you've got people all over the country following your recovery and hoping that, you know, obviously wishing the best for you, which must give you a lot of, you know, positivity moving forward and encouragement, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know. When I initially done it, I did not know how I was going to continue, just all from the financial aspect, the mental aspect. People saying it's a big injury, it's a long rehab thing. But once I put myself on crowdfunding, I got so many positive messages on social media. You continue, go do it. You're able to run quicker. We believe you can come the first fastest man in the UK. So that kind of just spurred me on to kind of want to continue doing what I was doing, you know, and...
Wow.
I literally had to take that first step and put myself out there and just to see where it would get me. And obviously it's put me into a really good stead now. I've like resumed jogging and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 6 more weeks of rehab and then I should be running and I'm starting to fully prepare for 2020 Olympics.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so is that,
wow.
I was going to ask, because next year is 2020 is the Olympic year, isn't it? With the Olympics in Tokyo are coming up. You know, is that the target for you, do you think?
Yeah, ultimately, that is a target. This is why I decided not to give up and to continue. It's the biggest stage.
Yeah.
I've been to the last two Olympics, and I do 100% believe that if I get back to my best, when I get back to my best, I'll be able to push for a medal, because that's ultimately what I want, what my ultimate goal and dream is of any athlete who competes in Olympic sports, to be able to get a medal. So that's my focus and my goal even right now when I'm rehabbing.
So if ever there was somebody that came on the show that's bound to have some decent life hacks, it's probably you, James.
Be you. Come on, James.
You've obviously, you know, you go through a lot of training, intense training and things, but you've also been through setbacks and injuries and things. So if you had to pick a life hack, what do you think it might be? What tips can you give us?
the best, well, it can't be one tip, there's just so many, but for me, it's almost when you're at your lowest, I honestly do believe that there's only one way up. It may sound a bit like a cliche, but that's whenever I found is whenever it's the hardest point or things are getting hard, you're just probably that one or two steps away from it becoming all good again. And right, also, as an athlete, don't be afraid, or whatever you're doing, don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because you just don't know what's going to happen. So I put myself on crowdfunding, and kind of saved my career, but I was saying no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, because it's different for somebody. Crowdfunding front, it's different if somebody's invented something and they believe in it and they put it out there and say, please invest in this. But you're asking people to invest in you, aren't you? And I mean, it's testament to you that you managed to raise the money under a week. That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. All of that support. So you obviously having been through dark times, you would say to people that may be going through a difficult or dark time, because I mean, as an athlete, to get an injury, I know I've spoken to other athletes that have got injury that have taken them out totally of that career. Yeah. I mean, it's a very frightening thing. You go to quite a dark place, I should imagine.
Hmm.
Yeah, it can be quite dark, but just keep on hoping, you know. Liverpool won 4-0 last night. There's no anyone saw that happen. There's always a miracle around the corner.
Exactly.
I really believe.
Yeah,
and that's a wonderful mindset to have. So that would be the message that you give out to anyone going through anything, I suppose.
Anyone
that's going through anything doesn't necessarily have to be any sport based or anything like that. But that's amazing that you've really picked yourself up, and all the public support as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations to the public for getting behind
it. Yeah, well done.
Let's hope it pays off and we get to see you at the Olympics next year.
I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do another podcast when it
does
happen.
Yeah,
Olympic
is that a
champion.
Promise? Yeah. Hang on.
Need to get this in writing.
Hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa. 100%. Hold up.
Team GB,
let's make a golden triangle promise here.
Yeah. That let's just agree, gentlemen's and gentle ladies' agreement that,
yes,
that if you do make it to the Olympics, you'll come back on and tell us about it.
When you make it to the Olympics, you're going to come back
100%.
And tell us.
You've got my word.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
So your life hack was fantastic. I think that's great. Ours are slightly different. I'm sure you heard them. We're going to ask you to choose between ours now, James. So you've got
they're both really good. They're both cracking. One's about hygiene.
Yeah.
But hygiene is important, you know, I think, especially with me. You go from room to room, and the amount of times you can pick up bugs and stuff because it hasn't been cleaned properly. So I think you could be on to something really, really, really good there.
And you two were having the bond and everything.
We were having a bromance.
You were having a proper bromance. I'm so happy.
It's because Team GB have put you in a load of horrible hotel rooms over the years, isn't it?
No. That's not Team GB. That's just in general, you know.
Right. Okay.
You just don't know how clean any hotel is, so it'd be good just to have
But you must know that. I mean, we've travelled a lot filming together, but sometimes, you know that feeling when you turn up at a hotel room and you're like, have I really got to stay here?
Oh, my God. And with a 10-month-old as well, we've both got a 10-month-old. When they bring in that cot, you know, that moment when they bring in the cot to the hotel room and you just think, I don't know. I don't know about putting my child in that cot.
Yeah.
And so I'm always scrubbing it down with anti-back wipes and spend at least 15, 20 minutes scrubbing the cot.
Yeah.
So this would solve all of those problems.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well done. You've made the choice, James.
Yeah, I can't say I'm not disappointed in you, James, but fair enough. At least you gave us a valid reason. And and all the best. I mean this sincerely. I wish you all the best with your continued recovery.
Yeah,
and,
we're behind you.
We're all rooting for you. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Go for
thank
it.
You guys.
Thanks, James. Go get them. Cheers. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what an amazing story that is. You know?
He's a hero.
Isn't he?
A real life hero.
But actually, not only is he a hero, because you should see him run.
Yeah.
He is the second fastest British sprinter of all time. That's incredible. But not only that, he's obviously inspired so much confidence in the great British public that they've backed him enough to crowdfund his repair work on his Achilles tendon, which is about the worst injury you could probably get as a sprinter, I imagine. We wish him all the best. I reckon, I've got a feeling that we'll see him at the Olympics next year.
Go on, James.
He's got the right mindset for it, hasn't he?
He certainly has.
And he's definitely got enough talent. So good luck to you, James.
Good luck, James. We love you.
Well, I love you a little less. because I'm now 4-2 down. So fair play. Well done. 4-2.
Thank you very much. Oh, I am the queen life hacker right now.
You seem to be, yeah. I'm going to come back fighting, though. I'll get you next time, Sarah. Thanks for listening, folks. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, all that jazz. No
do
more
it,
begging.
Do it. We're, 5 stars, we're
past,
baby.
We're past the begging.
Maybe
phase.
We should get one of 5 star on. Yeah. If we say 5 stars for... Do you remember 5 star?
No. No idea who you're talking about.
Oh, you're too young. Mm.
See you next time, folks.
See you next time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.